This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Joe Biden wants to pay for his $2 trillion plus infrastructure spending by raising taxes to make it as budget neutral as possible. They are throwing out many different possibilities for tax hikes to see what will stick. The crowdfunding tax hike proposed, so to speak, would include an increase in the corporate tax rate to 28%, up from the current 21%. Senator Joe Manchin says that he and other senators think that is too high relative to the global average corporate tax rate. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wants to coordinate a global tax pact where countries align their corporate tax rate so that it is not used as a competitive advantage. Yellen says that they are gaming the system. Good luck with that. She wants a minimum global corporate tax rate. Some countries, such as Ireland, are tax havens with their economies dependent on the attraction of lower corporate tax rates. Some taxes are untouchable under the Senate reconciliation rules. The $15 an hour minimum wage hike got pulled from the Biden COVID aid bill. Biden included a hike in Social Security taxes for high wage earners in his infrastructure proposal. Changes to Social Security are prohibited under the rules. This limits where they can go to get more tax revenue. He wants to limit his individual tax hike to those making over $400,000. But there are only so many rich people from which to raise tax revenue. I do not believe that they are currently being soaked. They are proposing a moderate tax hike, but that is where the money is when they come up short and need more. Another pot of potential cash is changing the estate tax law. Current estate tax provisions now governing estates are being executed under a temporary statute that unfortunately expires or sunsets at the end of 2025. Frankly, I think the current statute should be made permanent, but there are not the votes to make that happen. Current law provides for 11.58 million individual estate tax exemption indexed to inflation and a stepped-up capital gains basis exemption at the time of death. Biden wants new permanent law reducing the estate tax exemption to just $3.5 million and a mark-to-market estate tax capital gains liability. The huge reduction in the size of the exemption is bad enough, but the law stepped-up basis is the real liability going forward for estates. Ag law professor Roger McEwen says that a relatively small $500,000 estate could end up being taxed 20 to 30% between state and federal capital gains taxation. Biden Democrats want the plus $40 billion annually that the elimination of the stepped-up basis would bring into federal coffers. Someone made this statement that the capital gains tax only applies if the asset is sold. Not as Biden proposes. Property, including stock, is marked to the market upon time of death for capital gains taxation under his plan. Senate Democrats have proposed a $1 billion capital gains tax exemption, but with a 39.6% tax on capital gains above that. Death triggers the liability. They could call it the Death of the Family Farm Tax Act. Losing the stepped-up basis would put a lot of farms in the market from estates without cash to pay the capital gains taxes. A commodity group ag lobbyist assured me that they will make it very difficult for the Dems to successfully legislate these changes. I think their political ability to make many of these changes to the estate tax is unlikely. What is likely to occur is that, by default, the current statute will expire at the end of 2025, and the current temporary statute will revert to the permanent one that was enacted in 2009. That one is for a $5 million estate tax exemption, but keeps the stepped-up basis. That is better than what Biden is proposing. At $5 million, more estate tax liabilities are created for family farms. Again, maintaining the stepped-up basis is the most important provision. Who wants the farm to only pay capital gains taxes? That would undermine the value of farmland, so there would be less capital gains to tax. That would harm the net worth of the ag sector in rural America. I'm not sure that we would have been able to keep the family farm that my grandfather bought in 1932 without the stepped-up basis. I'm all for building infrastructure in this country, but not for paying for it by destroying the family farms. They are the foundation of the country's food production. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.